Premier David Eby says the province is bringing in new regulations to restrict the sale of nicotine pouches to youth. Eby was joined Health Minister Adrian Dix at the Canadian Cancer Society in Vancouver on Wednesday, February 7, to announce the incoming regulations against nicotine pouches. He specifically pointed to Zonic, which he said has previously been available to purchase at convenience stores across the country. Buccal nicotine pouches are taken orally and can contain up to 4 mg of nicotine, which is equivalent to the nicotine absorbed from 3 to 4 cigarettes. When used as intended, the province says it's meant to be used as a nicotine replacement therapy product to help people reduce their dependency. This is a product that should not be available to kids, should not be used by kids, should only be used by adults who are trying to stop smoking. Eby said Health Canada regulations do not capture this product, but the federal government is working to close the loophole of these products being allowed on convenience store shelves. Because of that, BC is taking a step ahead of the federal government by making the nicotine pouches only available behind a pharmacy counter. Eby said it puts a pharmacist between the person seeking the product and the product. People will need to consult a pharmacist, which the province says will allow pharmacists to inform those purchasing the pouches about the health risks associated with nicotine dependency. A kid that wants to buy it can't just grab it off the shelf. Dix said the new regulation will come into effect this week. By limiting access to these products and ensuring they are dispensed by trained healthcare professionals, our goal is to prevent their misuse, especially among young people for recreational purposes. Dix said that public health experts have identified a concerning trend of youth using these pouches, along with the appeal of the current packaging and marketing. He added that on Zonic's website, the product is described as discreet and designed for on the go, is as easy as 1, 2, 3. And comes in colorful packaging and various flavors. In a news release, Federal Health Minister Mark Holland said BC has taken a strong stance to help restrict the sale of nicotine pouch products to protect children and youth from the harmful and addictive effects of nicotine. Read more. Canada needs to step it up to prevent youth from vaping, says Kelowna researcher. Read more. Lung cancer kills fewer Canadians, early detection. Fewer smokers credited. Nicotine is highly addictive, especially among children and youth who are more likely to develop a dependence. The province says nicotine can affect memory and concentration, alter brain development, reduce impulse control, and cause cognitive behavioral issues.